Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. After years of working intimately with many human energy fields, I've really paid attention to how woundings invade into the subtle energy streams that move in, through and around the human body. And I've come to trust a simple but powerful truth. Even the smallest of woundings contribute to disease of many forms in the body. And if we can release the wounding, the disease can and will then begin to heal. For me, wounding, whether it's physical or mental or emotional or spiritual, a wounding of any scale, whether it's a one-off or even a repeating pattern, that creates an energetic charge. And this charge enters the entire energetic ecosystem of a human being. And when that charge can't be safely processed, it ricochets around through the energy field, often threatening to destabilize it in so many different ways. What does the energy field do? Well, it has to respond. And if it isn't able to discharge the energetic charge, it resorts to whatever it can do so that it can limit the impact of it. It acts quickly, it acts intelligently, and it does what it needs to do to contain the charge. And this containment is all about preserving the overall stability of the energetic ecosystem at all costs. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist. And at the beginning of a Future Self Energetics healing session with me before I temporarily merge with my client's energetic field, I always do three things. First, I need a clear intention. Second, I place rock solid protection around us. And then thirdly, I open up the gushing spring chakras that are located in the soft tissue in the soles of my client's feet. And these little chakras are designed to exchange old, redundant, unwanted energy from your energy field. And in return, the planet absorbs this low vibrational outpouring and exchanging, it gives you fresh,
vibrant high vibrational frequencies. Or at least that's the way the system's designed. It's why you feel so great after walking barefoot on grass or paddling in fresh seawater. There's like a charge, an exchange of energy between you and the planet. Out with the old, in with the new. But when this dynamic exchange is impeded or it can't take place for whatever reason, the energy field has to do something else in order to preserve itself until it can flush away that charge, till it can go to it, process it, break it down, flush it out. And so what it does is it contains the charge instead. And the containment process is remarkably elegant. The scattered threads of highly charged energy are brought together and then compressed and compressed into something that is a lot more manageable, something that can be stored, if you like, until there's enough calm, enough support, enough safety, the right kind of time and place in order for the attention to return to this little highly charged bundle, and then you can resolve and release it. It doesn't store it just anywhere, though. The energy is placed in the densest energetic environment it can find, as that has the right type of anchoring for it. It's like it can hold it better. And the densest energy is the physical body. And so that's most often where these little hand grenades are tucked away. That way, the energy bundles stay anchored and contained and held in stasis, and it's also traceable. It's been put somewhere and we can always go back to that place if we know where it is. And if we start listening, these little hand grenades, these little bundles of energy, they will even tell us where you can go back to find them. They will tell you a lot about what was involved in their creation. They'll tell you what it is that they would like and how things can be resolved to their satisfaction. It's worth really emphasizing, though, that unprocessed trauma energy ends up being stored in the physical body, but it's not stored in any way randomly. It's where it's intentionally stored for safekeeping. And this isn't a failure in the system, it's actually a feature of it. The density of the energy in the physical body provides a natural form of containment. It's a bit like tucking away a fragile china vase inside a well-padded, heavy, immovable, fireproof box. It's deliberately not that easy to access unless you know about it, unless you're prepared to put a key into that fireproof box and very, very gently open the lid and allow it to reveal itself to you. And so in this fireproof box, this charge is held and it's well protected, stored there, waiting for the safest time for it to be unpacked again and revealed and released. Your body often stores that energy in a location that symbolically or functionally relates to the nature of that wounding, that relates to the nature of the charge, the trauma charge itself. It's fascinating. Now, it's nothing new, though. I mean, in traditional Chinese medicine, for instance, grief is associated with the lungs, or fear is known to be associated with the kidneys. But in my experience, this referencing system that's used, it extends way beyond the organs. Unresolved trauma can be found in any part of the body, but it's usually the dense areas like the bones. It can be in the muscles, it can be in the connective tissue, but it will also be found in the systems that regulate our health. And again, this isn't something chaotic. It's not arbitrary. It's an intelligent, elegant sorting system. It's like a metaphysical filing cabinet. The body stores what the energy field cannot safely integrate at the time of the wounding, and the unresolved energetic charge is placed into a part of the body that reflects something about the original traumatizing event. a bit like a reference system. I often wonder whether the energy chooses its resting place and that it tends to choose the same place over and over again, or whether the system places it for safekeeping according to some deeper blueprint. Either way, the result's the same. A body that becomes a map, and not in the sense of a map or a chart or a diagram that you can memorize, but in the way it's like it's a landscape map that holds those memories, that holds those charges. It's very precise, it's very layered, it's very, very intuitive. And like any map, it's there to be read, maybe not all at once, but bit by bit, as readiness allows. Once the energy is packed and it's safely filed away, it waits. It's a strategy, a sophisticated, coordinated strategy. The energy sits waiting for you to come back for it. And what's also important to remember is that this act of containment is designed to protect the energy field as a whole. And so the charge of unresolved trauma, if left loose and uncontained, it's going to destabilize the very coherence of any and many of the energy fields. And so it needs to volunteer itself to be placed in containment. If it doesn't, if it won't go into containment, it can interrupt the flow of vital life force energies. It can muddle up incarnation plans. It can scatter the shields and the energy spins. It can knock out the central axis of your assemblage point. It can dysregulate the chakras, create collapses in the layers of your auric field. It causes instability wherever it goes, so it needs to be contained. It has to be contained for the good of all, and it has to stay there until there's enough safety, internally or externally, for it to begin to engage with whatever needs to be engaged with so that it can be released effectively without harming any of the energy fields. And at first, the charge is contained, and you, yourself, you get a bit of a respite, so do all of your energy systems, and everything is fine. And it's a phase when you can gather yourself together and you might try to carry on then as if nothing has happened. You survived the situation, you've moved on, or you've forgotten about it, or it's dulled in your emotions, you adapted. And the memory of whatever the wounding was gets a little bit fuzzy. But deep in the tissues or the bones or the muscles, that traumatized energy charge sits and it's waiting. And over time, that contained energy begins to, it shifts about a bit, gets a bit uncomfortable. It's waiting and nothing's come to release it. And maybe everything's forgotten about it. Maybe bits and pieces were done to patch it or to relieve the burden of it a little bit. But still, that charge, in the main, waits in the physical to be released through the energetic. It's past being ready to complete, and it's trying to remind you now that this now really, really, really does need attention. The physical container that's holding it, albeit dense and designed to do this, it starts to strain with the responsibility of holding that unhappy, volatile energy. And you might become aware of it at first as maybe a little nagging sensation in your body, or a tightness that won't ease, or a random cough that comes and goes, or a soreness that doesn't resolve, a rash that won't disappear, a kind of heaviness in your tummy that feels out of place. Could be in your emotions, like waves of sadness or unexplained flutterings of anxiety that well up, unpredictable outbursts of anger, unreasonable resentments with no obvious cause. Or it could be just a sense of world weariness, like something inside of you is desperate to be more, just to be acknowledged, not to be forgotten. That something is inside of you is tired of waiting. It wants to be found. It wants to be released. It wants the chance to heal.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson, and after years of working intimately as a master energist with many human energy fields, I've really paid attention to how traumatic woundings, the energy of those, invade into the systems that move in through and around the body. And I've come to trust a really simple but powerful truth that even the smallest of those energetic woundings will contribute to disease of many forms in the body. And if you want to heal any disease, then you must release the wounding that's associated with it. And in my work, these highly charged energetic signatures, because that's what they look like, these signatures of trauma, they show up a lot in the body. In fact, they often show up in the bones. I think it's because they're so dense. The spine, I think, always tells a really clear story. So I thought we'd look at that for a little while today on my show. Now, this makes a lot of sense to me. The spine's our structural and energetic core, isn't it? It links the nervous system to every part of the body, and it reflects in many ways our relationship to the world. It's a channel of communication between systems, between inner and outer worlds. So when highly charged energetic trauma is lodged in there, actually, my work as a therapist is a lot easier because each section of the spine seems to speak to similar kinds of woundings. And I have a list of these woundings, and each vertebra is specific in what it tells me about the likely event that has been the root of what has taken place to create that energetic charge, the wounding that is being packed and hidden in the densest structure of the body. The cervical spine, that's our neck, it often holds what I'd call early environmental imprinting. My clients who carry any kind of issues here, any kind of trauma here, they often describe that the homes that they grew up in felt very unpredictable, a little bit chaotic, emotionally unsafe. And many of them had to step up and into adult roles far too young. Many of them also learnt that it was safer to be silent, to speak really carefully, or maybe not at all. And the neck, in these cases, becomes that preferred place of containment for that energetic wounding. It's like it holds a voice. It holds an unexpressed truth. It's part of the body that connects the head and the heart, of course, the thinking and the feeling. And when that connection's been severed or compromised, that neck, I often find, energetically feels really tight, and it can be quite achy as well for the person. They often say, oh, I've got a stiff neck, or I find my neck aches a lot. And I think the invitation from this particular part of the energy field is that people have a strong inner feeling, I'm just trying to get my words right, that something is off, something about themselves, you know, that they need to reclaim it, they need to find it. And although they might not know what it is, they do know that the feeling's persisted and it's probably been there for a while. I think that the best example of this perhaps is the third cervical vertebrae. This is CV3 or C3. It's the third bone down from the top of the spinal column. And whenever I'm working with this, I know that this tiny little segment of the neck holds something more than physical tension. Now, although this is going to be a rather grim description, right, you have been warned. In my work, when I come across a block or energetic congestion in this particular vertebrae, I always see it as a bit of a cut-off point. It's where people feel cut away from themselves, cut away from the people around them often. And it happened when they were young. So let's go back historically when a person was punished back in the day. Really, we're going back in history now. It was this part of the neck that more often than not was used to execute them. I did warn you it was going to be grim, a really bleak reference, but it explains this volatile energy perfectly, that cutoff point. When there is anything dysfunctional at cervical 3, it often seems to speak to themes of identity collapse, of being judged, of being humbled, of being stripped of one's sense of worth or authority, of not being able to reclaim our sense of ourself, not quite feeling that we're capable of holding a crown on our head. And it relates to experiences where that person, probably as a child, was metaphorically cut down either once or so often that their status, their voice, their dignity in their family or their community or whatever it was, something got compromised. They felt they lost their crown. They felt they couldn't hold their head up. So energetically, cervical number 3 holds the memory of losing one's sovereign self, one's sense of self, feeling dismissed, feeling unseen, feeling deranked or outranked in the eyes of others. Maybe they were feeling that they lost their own sense of who they were. That moment when self-confidence gives way to that kind of deep fundamental self-doubt. When your head bows and will not lift up, when you are humbled and shamed and you can't shake it off, that is the energetic charge, the wounding that becomes stored in cervical 3. That's the guillotine point. And here's what's so important. The body now holds that moment, that energetic charge, even if the conscious mind does not remember it anymore. So you might not recall the conversation, the betrayal, the event, the environment in which your sense of sovereignty began to shrink. Often when this happens, you might find that you don't have memories in your childhood at all. You're cut off from them. But the energy charge is still in your body, and that energy charge has the full memory of what took place. It remembers. And that's where the traumatized energy of the story lives. Restoration through releasing the charge then brings about the opportunity for deep healing to begin. That's why the containment of trauma within physical form is a miracle, because it's the way to release whatever stands in the way of the healing that you're trying to get. Release that traumatized charge, and healing begins straight away. I've seen it again and again. Even chronic, life-threatening diseases can be reversed when you work with and resolve energetic charges like these. So while the cervical region at the top of the spine relates to sovereignty and our ability to hold our head up and proudly wear our own crowns, the thoracic region, that's kind of the middle bit, that tends to carry invisible weights, emotional labours, the need to be able to hold things together. And this mid area relates to healthy boundaries, unhealthy boundaries. People who lived with fragile caregivers or who were always expected to be strong, people who were with overbearing caregivers and who were always expected therefore to be weakened, they often store their unresolved burdens here. And this region becomes a kind of quiet archive, a place where griefs and exhaustions and unmet needs, they all gather, waiting for someone to notice that they're still there. And because this area, of course, is so close to the lungs and the heart and the liver, the solar plexus chakra, it contains the echoes of unexpressed grief or love or self-worthiness, or feeling that you are enough exactly as you are. And further down the lumbar spine, the lower back we're at now, that often reflects themes of support or the absence of it. This is where I see trauma that's connected to roles we weren't ready for or responsibilities we couldn't carry without some longer-term cost to us. And many people carry shame here, and shame hides in many places in the energy field, but you will find it lingering at the base of the spine, not because somebody did something wrong, but because they tried so hard for external validation to know that they are enough, and yet still they didn't measure up. The lower back aches under that weight of wanting to be acknowledged. And it's not just a physical strain that I'm talking about. It's the echo of emotional and energetic overextension, trying so hard to get approval. This lumbar area is where we look for approval from those whose approval is important to us. And where there is congestion here, it will be the result of that approval not being received. And then right at the very base, we come to the sacrum and coccyx. These bones speak to your roots, your sense of belonging, your place in the world. Trauma stored here, it often relates to feeling a measure of abandonment, perhaps unresolved rejection or early disruptions that meant we never quite anchored in and felt fully attached to what we belonged to or felt we ought to belong to. Maybe you never quite felt a part of your family. Were you, did you think, the black sheep? Maybe you never quite felt that you suited the community or the religious group or the status or anything else that you had. Energy here doesn't always feel like pain. It just feels like lack. It feels like you don't have enough, or you aren't enough, or you weren't provided with enough, or what you were provided with just somehow mismatches with you. And it creates a waning in your vitality because you're looking for something that simply doesn't seem to be anchored where you can find it. It's like something deep at your root went quiet or was cut away. And when this area is under strain, people often feel unanchored, they feel disconnected, or they feel like life's happening slightly outside of them. They feel that perhaps they are, that perhaps they were born into the wrong family or born into or onto the wrong country. I've heard people say to me, I think I was born on the wrong planet. So eventually, wherever these very volatile electric charges have been stored, the time comes when you must go back and resolve what was left behind. Because if you don't, that's where disease starts in the body. And as I've said before, even the most pervasive and persistent of diseases can be stopped, they can be resolved, and healing can begin if you're prepared to hear the message that these energetic, volatile energetic charges are sending you, because they will be sending you reminders, and if you will answer the invitation from them to come back and work with them because they're ready for you, will you do it? So ask yourself a question. Do a quick scan now. Where does it hurt? Where is your disease? What do you feel when you place your hand on the part of the body that you feel holds that charge? Do any memories or remembrances float to the surface? Is there a word or a snapshot vision that comes to mind? And so my question really with this for you is, what if you choose that your disease isn't actually a problem? What if you choose that that disease could be an energetic messenger that's trying to talk to you? And if you would listen, if you would stay a while, if you would dedicate a little bit of precious time to being with that energetic message, by helping to resolve in that way, you have to have a positive impact on the disease, because the disease won't be needed anymore once that energetic message has been delivered and you've worked with it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist. And after years of working intimately with many human energy fields, I've really paid attention to how woundings invade into the subtle energy streams that move in through and around the body. And I've really come to trust a simple but powerful truth, and that is that even the smallest of these woundings contribute in some ways to disease. Release the wounding and the disease can then begin to heal. And when I come across these energetic charges, first thing I always begin with is I sit quietly next to them, just side by side. I don't do or say anything, just so it can learn to trust me. And then when there is a shift in the charge where it kind of softens a tiny bit, I let it know that we're really grateful for the reminders it's been sending out, for the invitations that it's been sending on a continuous basis, and that we hadn't forgotten it, that we are here now, that we won't go until we have helped it, and we're listening, and there is no rush, and we'll move at the pace that feels right to this charge. And that we're grateful, grateful beyond measure that it's carried the burden and taken responsibility that has enabled the safety of everything else. We are here now and we will not abandon it. That's how stored energy begins to move. Not because you willed it, not because you pushed it, forced it, not because you did anything except stay with it, acknowledge it, hold its hand, be grateful for it. See, healing is not about getting rid of the trauma as fast as you possibly can, although it will go if you give it the opportunity to be free. It's about becoming the kind of presence that holds space so that the trauma itself can release itself into whatever expanded forms it wishes to become. I know that when you change your energy field, everything changes with it. And with this type of wounded vibration in your physical body, it's inevitable that diseases start to form around it. So it's also inevitable that if you release the wounded trauma, the disease will release too. So scan your body regularly and see if something in your body has been asking for your attention, sending you a message. What's it trying to say? Maybe begin there. And don't begin with a diagnosis. Don't begin with a grand plan. Start with what your body's telling you, because it will point in the direction of the work that needs to be done. There will be locations, maybe more than one, in your body that are inviting you to come and spend some time with them. And that becomes a really deep and meaningful, treasured conversation, one that your body has been having with itself for a long time because it didn't think anybody was listening. And it's invited you in. Sit with it, listen to it. And what if your disease then wasn't actually a problem? What if it is the most valuable energetic messenger? That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,